Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. If you're interested in moving to an electric vehicle, well, we're going to have a car scrappage grant system brought in. So the Irish Times says people with petrol and diesel cars that are more than 13 years old are going to be eligible for grants of €8,500 to purchase a new electric vehicle. We're going to have another state scrappage scheme. Minister Dara O'Brien will brief today's cabinet meeting about the pilot scheme and updates to the existing EV grant scheme. The price cap under that scheme, which provides a €3,500 grant to those buying an EV, is going to fall from €60,000 to €50,000 from July 31st. The Department of Transport apparently keen to promote the purchase of small and medium-sized vehicles rather than larger, more expensive models, which is a fair point because a lot of the EVs I see on the road are absolutely massive. And it kind of goes against the whole idea of driving electric and being a bit greener is that you drive these big vehicles that you could herd cattle with. So it's probably not a bad idea. And car scrappage grant of €8,500 will be brought in if you have a car that's more than 13 years old and is petrol and diesel. So that we heard from Dundeal, I think yesterday, that a lot more people are certainly Googling and using platforms like Dundeal to inquire about EVs. So maybe some of those will buy an electric vehicle with that grant. The Irish Independent, horrifying picture on the front page of a man digging through the rubble of a building in a Lebanese city after dozens of strikes by Israeli warplanes. And also there's signs, according to the Irish Independent, that the relationship between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu may be fraying. The main story for the Irish Independent is that more than 1,600 consultants, that's nearly a third of them in the country, are not yet signed up to the contract, agreeing to treat only public patients in their hospitals and to forgo private fees. And that contract was introduced 3 years ago, but now we have a third of doctors still haven't signed the deal. And the whole idea behind this deal was to try and ease the trolley crisis. The Irish Daily Mirror, I found my son's body in hospital. And the Irish Daily Star, he was so sweet. This is the family of Cáim Balogun, who was only 21 in Maynooth University and was stabbed in Dublin city centre. His family say our son wasn't involved in crime. He worked in the local Burger King. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, Danny cost me my job. There's certainly drama with the Healy Rays at the moment. So Michael Healy Ray says he was sacked on air in a cock-up of an interview by his brother Danny that cost Kerry a ministry. So Michael Healy Ray resigned his junior ministry after Danny Healy Ray called for Micheál Martin and Simon Harris to be sacked and voted against the government in a confidence motion. Apparently, Michael fought to keep his post, but the government considered the deal that gave him the ministry a two-for-one deal that also guaranteed Danny's support. And Michael did an extraordinary interview yesterday on Radio Kerry, admonishing his brother for his behaviour. And now the Irish Daily Mail says that it throws the future of the dynasty into doubt. The Irish Examiner also going with that as their main story. Healy Ray spat could split dynasty. A massive crack in the Healy Ray dynasty has been made public for the first time as Michael accused Danny of pulling him overboard and out of government. There's also a warning on the front of the Irish Examiner to young people not to mix cocaine and alcohol. Young people are being warned about the potentially deadly effects of mixing cocaine and alcohol, and this is because a new survey found almost a quarter of 20-year-olds are taking multiple substances. And nearly 5,000 young people who had been followed since the age of 9 as part of growing up in Ireland were asked about their use of 8 substances, including alcohol, cocaine, cigarettes, cannabis, ketamine, other drugs. And the study found half of Irish 20-year-olds are drinking at risky levels and almost a tenth are high-risk drinkers, and 5% are showing signs of possible alcohol dependence. I know a lot of people feel that young people aren't drinking as much as in the past, but clearly those figures would probably question that. I read more about that on the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Sun on the front page, Monster Joe's secret visit to see family. This is wife killer Joe O'Reilly, who has enjoyed a meeting with his family outside prison. And Rachel O'Reilly's devastated brother, Paul Callally, said it's a disgrace that he gets to meet his family outside prison, but we can only go to a graveyard. Inside the papers then, the Irish Times. So there was a rumour going around that apparently the new trains for the DART service were too big to fit in the tunnels. But Irish Rail says that's a load of rubbish. So Irish Rail has dismissed suggestions that new carriages bought for the DART are too big to fit through the tunnels at Bray Head in Wicklow. A rumour that the carriages would leave insufficient headroom to comply with safety rules appears to have started after a delay in them entering service and the start of works on overhead lines in the tunnels. And apparently this spread like wildfire on social media. And people in Greystones and Bray were chatting about this on the street and saying, did you hear that the DART won't fit through the tunnel? But that is not true, says Irish Rail. If you want to live longer, the front of the Times of London tells us 2 hours of weight training per week is the sweet spot for slashing the risk of an early death. So you're supposed to do 2 hours of squats, deadlifts, press-ups and lunges. And that was found to help people live longer, regardless of how much cardio exercise they also did. So cardio may be not as important as lifting weights every week. That has a strong link to a longer life, according to the Times of London. Staying with ageing, we're talking young people here now. In the Mail, Gen Z are being spoken about by Michelle Obama, which is new because usually Michelle Obama just gives out about her husband. So it's nice to hear her talk about something else that isn't criticising Barack Obama. This time she's criticising Gen Z. Well, kind of criticising them, or maybe you could say giving them some advice. She says that young people must learn to endure bad bosses if they want to become leaders themselves. She says, I want young people to understand every experience, the bad boss, the boring assistant job, the job you thought you weren't appreciated in, the one that didn't give you the assignment you wanted when you wanted it. All of that is learning to be resilient. She was speaking at a recording of her podcast in London yesterday, and we can expect a lot more media coverage of that podcast because people love to talk about what Michelle Obama says in her podcast, which she records with her brother Craig, as far as I know. And finally, staying with young people, they do spend a lot of their time doom scrolling. Now the Times of London tells us how long actually people are spending. The average person will spend nearly 5 years of their life doom scrolling. We have a study by Virgin Media O2 in the UK, which analysed the phone use of more than 6,000 people over a year. And 36% of smartphone scrolling is unintentional. So this is, this happens to me the whole time. You're sitting there watching TV and you pick up the phone for absolutely no reason. So you're unintentionally flicking between apps, checking your phone out of habit. And that's equivalent to 1 hour, 26 minutes a day. Get the calculator out. That works out at 41,000 hours across your lifetime, or just under 5 years of your life that you'll spend doom scrolling. So more about that in the Times of London. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And that's assuming children receive their first phone age 10 and live to a life expectancy of 88. If they do, they'll spend 4 years and 8 months of their lives doom scrolling. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.